After consultation with King Fahd and our other allies, I have today directed the Secretary of Defense to increase the size of U.S. forces committed to Desert Shield to ensure that the coalition has an adequate offensive military option should that be necessary to achieve our common goals. Toward this end, we will continue to discuss the possibility of both additional Allied force contributions and appropriate United Nations actions. Iraq's brutality, aggression, and violations of international law cannot be allowed to succeed.
Are you going to war?
I would love to see a peaceful resolution to this question.
What means
that's what I want.
From the defense to offense.
I would like to see a peaceful solution to this question. I think Saddam Hussein should fully, without condition, comply to the UN resolutions. And if this movement of force is what convinces him, so much the better.
The question is, how long are you willing to?
Well, I can't tell you how long. I'm not going to. If I knew, I certainly wouldn't want to signal that to Saddam Hussein.
Do you feel that you are free to take offensive action without any kind of UN resolution authorizing it?
Yes, we have the authority, but we've been great believers in going to the United Nations, and I think one of the major successes has been the ability to have world opinion totally on our side because of UN action. The peacekeeping function of the United Nations has indeed been rejuvenated by the actions of the Security Council. Yes.
Mr. President, what has happened in the last 2 weeks that has led you to put now an offensive force into Saudi Arabia?
Well, we have not only offensive but defensive forces there already. And what leads me to do this is just because I believe, upon the advice of our able Secretary of Defense and others, that this is in the best security interests of our people that are there and of the coalition. I think it is just a guarantee of the safety of all, and I think it sends a very strong signal, another strong signal to Saddam Hussein that we are very, very serious about the success seeing the United Nations resolutions complied to in their entirety without any kind of watering down.
Sir, on your consultation that your Secretary of State's doing now in Moscow, could you just spell out for us what your understanding is as of today with Mikhail Gorbachev on the use of force?
Well, I talked to Jim Baker. It's a very timely question because I talked to him just before coming in here from Moscow. And he had a long series of consultations and discussions there with the foreign minister and with Mr. Gorbachev. I am convinced from what the Secretary has told me that we are on the same wavelength in terms of the objectives that I've spelled out here. But I can't go in with you into what the Soviet position will be on use of force, or, you know, I don't think they've been asked to send forces. Is that, maybe I missed the question.
Mr. Shevardnadze, on the record today, said that they too would not rule out the use of force while they still wanted a peaceful solution. Does that at least help you send the kind of signals to Saddam Hussein that you're also trying to send?
I think it is very helpful. But I think the signal of solidarity between the United States and the Soviet Union and the rest of the Security Council has already gone out. But no, I do. I think that it is very helpful to have a position like that stated and restated, because that's the way the whole world feels, and it is good to have this solid front between ourselves and the Soviet Union.